this journey. It gets hard sometimes. You gotta be willing with a pain. He's away.
Eye, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I'd like to let you know won't be lonesome when I get there. Look at you. You know why? At the gate I know.
Sixteen minutes after the hour. God bless you and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm going to be right here with you, playing some of the old, the new, all just for you quartet and contemporary gospel music right here from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. Look, we want to welcome you and thank you. We are an international network where you can lock in right here with us 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website,
That's NFIRadio.com. Or you can jump in and listen in on our Facebook channel. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. And on our Facebook channel, you will see the photos of all these awesome men and women of God that's a part of this network, as well as some of the recording artists that you listen to each and every day, as well as our powerful intercessory prayer warriors that's right here Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. And you will also see the information concerning each day and time these awesome men and women of God come on the air, and you will see the photos of these awesome men and women of God, as well as many other artists on this network. We thank you so much. This network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. The word let us know that he who winneth souls is wise. So we're not getting caught up with the affairs of this world. We're getting focused in the name of Jesus Christ, staying on one accord and continually doing what the Lord has called us to do, is to win souls for the glory of God. Thank you so much. We're going to continue now with more great gospel music. We will love for you to send us a comment on our website in the left column where it says comments, and we will love to hear from you and express how you feel about the network and the music that you hear. Again, if you want to call into the network, our number is 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020 to listen to the music on this network each and every day, as well as contacting us. Our number is 984-733-3977. If you want to contact us again, the number is 984-733-3977. God bless you. Now, let's continue with more gospel music. Somebody said, I feel a praise coming on. To God be the glory.
Wish I could describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There are enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful. That's my rock, that's my anchor.
know you will. So you decided you've had all you can take, but I come to tell you help is on the way. So just hold on, because you can make it through the night. Trust in the Lord, make it all right. Help you alone. It doesn't matter about you, help you alone. Don't you know God? God's gonna light you up. You're heavy load, heavy load, heavy, heavy load. Don't you know God? God's gonna light you up. You're heavy load. I'm so glad he will. There are times when you feel that you might fall, but my God has promised he'll see you through it all. 'Cause weeping may endure for a night. Give it to Jesus, he'll make it all right. Heaven low, heaven low.
But it put me in my bag, and now I know that what you want won't last. Trying to hold me, feel like I'm under attack, yeah. But then you set me free. It's easy for me to see that you only want me. I feel you pulling. No matter how far I go, I feel you pulling me back. I know where I'm going.
Eat me a little longer. Hold me a little tighter. Don't you let me go. Don't you let me go. Make me a little stronger. Make me a little wiser. Always in control. You're the keeper of my soul. No matter how far I go, I feel you pulling me.
All right, we are right at the bottom of the hour. More gospel music, and I pray that you're enjoying the music. All right, let's take it up a little bit more. Go down memory lane. Somebody said, let's give him some praise, huh? All right, come on, go with me. I feel that breakthrough.
handkerchief. Get your hat. Take an extension out. You little cool daddies up in here. Get up and wait. The glorious time you gonna sing with us, sweet Jesus.
Just time your season, get ready. Let's go. Your mountain will fall.
how I love Jesus, Dr. Jesus, huh? How I love him. Do you love him today? Don't you love Jesus? Isn't he good to you? If he's good to you right where you are right now, tell him thank you. Say, Lord, I just want to say thank you because you've been good to me. It's every day that something happens that you show me who you are. That's I can truly say thank you, Lord. Well, look, we are right about 15 minutes before the top of the hour. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia, Studios 1 and 2. Look, we want to invite you to our NFI television gospel broadcast every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. for the top 10 video countdown of the week. And we feature quartet as well as contemporary artists, the old, the new, and you will be able to see also different groups that you may not never seen or heard before. And that's all coming out of Georgia. And you can lock in and join us out of Georgia on Channel 25. That's DeKalb Channel 25, DeKalb Channel 25. And you can also live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Again, you can live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Live stream us, and you know, look, check it out. See, won't you enjoy it? You're not going to get the old recording artist, gospel recording artist, anywhere like the artists we play. We go way back. Sam Cooke, the Fairfield Folk, the Dixie Hummingbirds, who else? Aretha Franklin, we can name it, and Claude Jeter. We go back that far, okay? And many other artists, as well as the new contemporary artists that's around today, Ja'Kayla Carr, Tasha Cobb, Leonard, Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammett, many others right there on our NFI television gospel broadcast every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. Join us, and I know you will enjoy it. Let's get back with more great gospel music on this wonderful day, looking out the window and seeing the green grass, the sun rise, and seeing the beautiness of Mother Nature with the birds singing and humming and the bees, the flowers beginning to bloom, and the grass turning green. To God be the glory.
Can I get an amen, ladies?
Amen.
I remember my sister Mary would get beat by her husband, who was the deacon in the church. And the whole church knew, but no one would say anything. But I remember so clearly, she was in the kitchen washing dishes, and she would encourage herself. Quiet.
Just don't know what to do. Like nothing's good enough. All I want is to please him.
Have you tried praying?
So if you could talk to God, and you can tell him anything, what would you tell him?
When he would leave the house, he would say,
Lord, deliver me.
When you ball it up inside, it creates tornadoes in your tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Energy sparks emotions. You're motivated by lots of pressure.
Yeah.
Hatred is a small gesture. Yes, sir. See, you're nauseous over this nonsense. Friends should just be friends. But it's hard to tell your conscience. Paralyzed by the pain, so moving on is just a concept. Imperfected, my perfection, I'm only half of what you want, half of what you need, baby.
Deliver me.
everything. Did you not listen?
My heart is heavy, and I don't want to feel it no more, too.
Yeah. See, growing up in the hood, when you got to liking girls, you had to have a lot of them. That was the cool factor. And it might still be, you know. We rappers and hip-hop's gotta change the cool factor. We gotta start loving on our loved ones. I've never hit a woman and I never will. But mentally I've done the same damage. And I just wanna say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We never know what we're doing.
What we're doing.
You need a real Christian Sunday kind of guy. One that crosses his fingers when he lies. Cross his heart and hopes to die. Cross his T's and dots his I. Cross his tassel when he crossed the stage. Crossing over pledging beta phi. You need a good guy. And I'm just a PK with two crosses on. I have singing rapper that could pin a song. But I guess perfection is boring.
All I wanna do is, all
you
I
want somebody.
All I want, all I want, all
that's
I
gonna love.
From the block, willwe.com, and pray for open doors. Tell me if there's room for Jesus in the ghetto. Tell me if there's room for Jesus in the ghetto. Tell me if there's room in the ghetto. Tell me if there's room in the ghetto.
Jesus wasn't born in the suburbs. His pictures were altered, but it gets more awkward. Imagine living with the fact your daddy ain't your father. And gentrification got you living somewhere hotter. Mama look like you know. Daddy consider him broke. Carpenter wages are low. Used to see him blood in his oak. His gang are all shows, but they got to face the foes. If he showed them he was God, man, they wouldn't come close.
No, no. My prayer ain't yours.
No,
I come from the block, but we dodge cops and pray for open door. Tell me, is there room for Jesus in the ghetto? Tell me, is there room for Jesus in the ghetto? Tell me, is there room in the ghetto? Tell me, is there room in the ghetto? Oh, I need to know if there's room. Room in the ghetto. Room in the ghetto.
Hey,
to the bathroom, I need to know if there's a place for me somewhere in the ghetto.
When he gets back to Nazareth, he's Jesus from Egypt. Can't tell that boy nothing. He talked back to the teachers. He turned up with the fam. He turned order to wine. He turned over tables, super turnt, telling me why. Why the man been on his back, no cap since the newborn. He just trying to save his homie, Groupon. If they give their life for a homie, that's a true one. If you come back to life for a homie, that's a true bond.
No, my prayers are you.
Then you taking my part now.
Anthony Hamilton. Jesus in the ghetto. So many people losing faith right now.
Church people
in the ghetto.
So let me testify. I was born in Haiti. My daddy was a minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn. 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel Caribbean vibes felt like in that church.
Hello God,
hello, hello God.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hello,
we got another testimony.
Hello, hello,
Thomas.
The night, and in the valley you're right by my side, and though I think it's strange, each time I run from pain, when that's the tool you use to make me right, so I say,
holy, 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 take your shoes off, this ground is holy,
so I say,
holy, 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 take your shoes off.
All right, all right. Well, look, those of you just locking in, you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. It's my pleasure, too anointed to be disappointed, too blessed to be stressed, and too equipped to be whipped with the word of God. And my goodness, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Somebody say every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, my. Somebody said, well, look, I be eating and I eat and I eat this and I eat that, but there's nothing like the fulfillment of the word of God, the spirit of truth, huh? The comforter. My goodness. So look, those of you today, don't allow nobody to steal your joy. All right. Look, we are right at the top of the hour. Got to do this. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And when we come back, you haven't heard nothing yet about what you're going to hear all day today right here from the NFI studios right after this.
NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
The People's Station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise them. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it up. That's how we do it around here.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Gospel Network. The number one station in the world.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI. Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
I'm a
Yes, sir. He took two
14 minutes after the hour, you got to have Jesus. To live in this world, you can't live in this world alone. You got to have Jesus. You can't do anything without Jesus. You must have Jesus in your life. Now, there might be somebody today that's saying, well, look, I got Jesus. I've got Jesus. And somebody may ask you, well, how do you know you got Jesus? And you say, well, I heard that he rose from the dead, and I heard that he was nailed on the cross, and his hands and his feet. That's how I know I got Jesus. But then they ask you the question and say, well, have you been born again? And you say, well, what do you mean, have I been born again? The word let us know that except a man be born again, he cannot enter. He cannot see the kingdom of God. And you say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, the word let us know that every man is born of a woman is surely to die, and after that is the judgment. And you're saying, well, I don't understand. Well, we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So every man and woman that born in sin, which we all were all born in sin, we have to repent to God and ask God to forgive us for our sins, and that we must confess with our mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. There's a confession that you have to go before God in confessing that you were born in sin. So that might be you today, and you've been listening and hearing all this, and you thought, you know, you thought it was, as long as you knew Jesus, that's all you needed to know. But there's more than that. The word let us know that where much is given, much is required. Now, someone has given you that word to let you know that you must be born again, and in order to do that, you must repent. And you haven't repented. So today, if this is your day and you want to repent and come to the Lord Christ Jesus as your personal Savior. I'm not talking about shaking a preacher's hand. I'm not talking about joining a church. I'm talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If that's you today, I want you to hear what the Word of God says in Romans 10:9. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you today and you want to surrender to the Lord Christ Jesus right where you are, you might be by yourself. You might be in a car you need to pull over. Or you might be at work and you can step out for a minute and surrender to the Lord Christ Jesus. If that's you right now and you want to surrender to the Lord, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come before you this day as a sinner. Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. If that's you today and you repeated that today, bless you. Bless you, brother. Bless you, sisters. And welcome to the kingdom, because the angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing here at the studios for you that you have come to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to ask you to get into a Bible-based church, a church of that you know that's teaching the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Now, there's a lot of churches in the world. There's a lot of churches, and maybe you don't understand what they're teaching. The word let us know there are many gods, but there's one God, one faith, and one baptism. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And we must be born again. So we must be baptized. And the Bible talks about being baptized, all right? So I won't get into all that, but when you get into a Bible-based church, they're going to teach you all that, and you'll get a better understanding and an insight. Now, if they're not teaching from Genesis to Revelation, maybe you want to ask them why you're not teaching from Genesis to Revelation. You want to get all of the information that Jesus has laid out for man and woman in the Word of God, because it is the Word of truth, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit of God. God bless you and welcome to the kingdom. We are so happy for you. We are all so glad that you come to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We're going to continue with more gospel music on this wonderful day. I feel good now. I feel good because somebody has come and given their life to Christ. There might be many of you have come and given your life to Christ today. I am so happy for you. God bless you. We love you. And thank you for listening in and catching the way.
Let me sing your church rock. Move the church rock. Oh. Favorite gospel hit plays here.
Are you looking for the Word of God? then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Ellison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that brings forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
when you are there. Satan try to overtake you sometimes. You know why? This journey is too hard to try to make it alone. You need somebody. You need somebody. You need somebody. I can't make it. I can't make it. I just can't make it. Hallelujah. Friends, I want y'all to make the devil mad. Can they make the devil mad one more time? Can they make the devil mad one more time? I said, can they make the devil mad one more time? Can they make it mad one more time? Come on, Will. Come on, Mike. You and Sugar. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
With the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Online. 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
DJ mixing the beats.
Beat. Beat.
Beat. Beat. Beat. Beat.
Mixing. Mixing.
Mixing. Mixing. Mixing the
beat.
In the mix.
In the mix.
Back to back, beat to beat.
Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up, wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Yes, it's me. I'm back, and once again, want to thank you so much, guys, for that wonderful welcome, and all of you that are locked in and tuned in on this wonderful day. There is some information that I want to drop in some of you ears of that you may not have heard you probably want to hear. These are perilous times that we are seeing around this nation today. These are perilous times, and the Bible speaks about that. We would see these things, wars and rumors of wars, men's lovers of themselves, high-minded boasters. And I could go on and on and on, and many of you already know that, and some may not. But as you look around and see the things that are taking place today, you know, you're not safe anywhere anymore. You know, and it's just so overwhelming that many people today just don't even know what happened. Why are people changing the way they're acting? What is it that caused them to act that way? The scripture talks about men and women that have wax cold hearts. Their hearts are wax cold. In other words, they really don't have a heart. You remember the Tin Man and you remember that they used to, what they call the Wizard of Oz. You remember that movie? And they had all that going on. One had needed a heart, and the other one needed, I don't forget, it's been so long. But that reminds me of those that are walking in society today. They have a heart, but it's wax cold. Their heart is so wax cold that it's like frozen, but they're still walking today. Well, you see that around the world today, and we must continually pray. Pray without season. It's going to take prayer. It's going to take all of us agreeing, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. And he's the one that's going to come forth and tear down those strongholds in Jesus' name. And I believe today that there are men and women of God that are interceding for you, interceding for this nation and the people that are in legislation, in government, those that are school teachers in surrounding areas, and those that are pastors, and those that are in ministry. There are people that are praying for you each day. And we ask you to continually pray for this network, that we can continually reach out to those that need to hear the Word of God. And those of you, if you want to hear the Word of God, then you got the right station. We have awesome men and women of God. They come forth right here Mondays through Thursdays from 9:30 to 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And we also have these awesome women of God that's right here Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 to 1 o'clock p.m., 30 minutes power of prayer. They are intercessory prayer warriors. Right here, Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m., praying for you and this nation, powerful women of God that are interceding for you and this nation. So tune in right here, Mondays through Thursdays, for 30 minutes power of prayer with these four powerful intercessory prayer warriors that's praying for you and this nation. And you can call in and listen with your mobile phone at 563- That's 999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020, that are praying for you and this nation. 30 minutes power of prayer, Monday through Thursday, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to continue now with more great gospel music. Look, I'm having a great time, and I pray that you are as well. We love you, and thank you again for catching the way.
Back then, Apostle Paul was just starting to write second book of Corinthians. He's about 68 years old. They tried, trusted, and true. In the case of the rapture, it's how that song says, I'll meet you in the rapture. In case of the rapture, and you still need some music and you still here, just go over to the R&B division, because they'll be over there. Thank you. All right. I'm just kidding. You got to give people the right information and trust them with it. I am here to celebrate my friends, Melvin, Doug, Henry. Those are my friends for real. We've been on tour together, and I love them. They told me a special story. I'm sure you don't know nothing about this, but they told me a special story. They said, Melvin was saying, Melvin was walking downtown, and he saw this homeless dude, and he was telling everybody about Jesus, but nobody wasn't listening, because it looked like he was like, He said, because of what I got, I'm not all on the gram and everything. Nobody wants to listen to me. And then he said, it touched me when he said this. He said, I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save. That's what he said, didn't he? I'm just a nobody. Problems in my life that I just start drinking. I thought it would ease my pain, yeah. But I got tired of that, and I gave my life to the Lord. And that's when everything around me started to change. But people still kept saying, I'm just a nobody. What they say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. On the streets day and night, that's my life, that's my home. I really don't have nowhere else I can go. But I still keep roaming these streets, telling people about the love of Jesus. From corner to corner and from door to door. But when I knock, you know what they say? I'm just a nobody. I wonder, can I get five of y'all to say it with me? Found somebody. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm just a nobody. You know what he could do?
Say,
oh,
say your soul.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? When I was 12 years old, I'm going to bring out my quartet roots. My mother was taking me home. She was mad at God because her husband, my father, my stepfather Ray, died at 32 years old with colon cancer. So she stopped going to church for 2 years, but one day she said, Freddie, we're going to go back to church because you need to know the Lord and the pardon of your sins. You're 11 years old. And it's time for you to get yourself together, because one day the Lord is coming back. in the rapture. And I said, Ma, what's the rapture? She said, that's when the Lord is going to come back. He's going to take everybody that loves him and know him. Freddie, our sins put Jesus on the cross. And I didn't know nothing about all that. And she talked to me, she said, well, next Sunday we're going. I went into the house and I was pricked in my heart at 11 years old. So I went and found the most holy place in my house that I knew, that I saw, that I witnessed, which was my mother's bedroom. And I kneeled down beside that bed. And if you knew anything about Mama, you don't go in her bedroom. And I kneeled down on that bed and I started crying at 11. And I said, I'm sorry, Jesus. I didn't know I nailed you to the cross, you know. And I'm sorry, Jesus. I didn't know I pierced your side. And I'm sorry, Jesus. I didn't know I nailed your feet. I didn't know I did this to you. But let the blood flow down. Let the blood flow down. Let the blood flow down on me. Because I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Done it. want to let you know, whatever God promised you, it's going to come to the pass. Just hold on, listen.
On your favorite gospel station.
Thank you. Trouble on every hand, a wall and ring.
You better get ready. 27 minutes after the hour, you're catching the wave live from the NFI Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. And we want to invite you to tune in to our NFI television gospel broadcast that's every Saturday at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time out of Georgia on DeKalb Channel 25. If you're in Georgia, DeKalb Channel 25. And you can also live stream us every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. If you're out of state, simply live stream us at DEKALB25.com. Again, that's DeKalb Channel 25. And if you want to live stream, it's DEKALB25.com. C-O-M for the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel videos around the world, the old and new, and I'll be right there hosting the program just for you. So be sure to tune in every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. All right, well, look, we are having a great time, and I'm going to be getting out of this seat. I've got 30 more minutes here, and I pray that I play the music that you love, and if not, well, you can call our 24-hour hotline number, that's 984-733-3977, 984-733-3977. Please leave your name and the song you'd like to hear, and we'll get it on for you. Thank you for catching the wave.
Whatever you do,
you can see it all.
to get the groove on.
All right.
When anybody hear me know,
yeah. All right.
The long been good to you. If you know it ain't good to you.
Thank you.
back to a song.
Me too.
You and my daddy used to sing this.
If you ever, man, need a friend, want to go with you.
Yeah.
Going down memory lane, the late, great Mr. Robert Blair and those fantastic Valleliers, huh? I want that old-time religion, huh? Good enough for my mother and good enough for my father, good enough for me. I need that old-time religion. Look, my time is about up. I've had a great time on this wonderful day. Giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank you for catching the wave. Again, our website, nfiradio.com, or you can join us on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Here's the late, great Howard Slim Hunt and the Supreme Angels. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Somebody said last days. When I look at what's going on in the world today, to let me know that God is soon to come. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? When I look over my life and see how far he brought me, that and let me know be soon to come back. We're living in the last day. Yeah.
God is soon to come back.
Can I get a witness? We're living in the last day.
God is soon to come back.
We are living in the last day. Can I get a witness here?
God is soon to come back.
Let me see the hand and know he's soon to come back. We are living in the last day, church. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
God is soon to come back.
Will, come out here with me.
He's coming back to separate right from the wrong. He's coming back to take his children home. This world has gotten so bad. Things we never thought we would see. People are raping, robbing, and killing. Drugs on every corner. It's so sad to see.
We live in the last day.
God is soon to come back.
I wish I had somebody here know that he's coming back for a real church. Living in the last day, y'all. It's soon to come back. Bread. Take your time. Say this first for me.
Diseases are taking over. People are dying every day. Our children don't respect nobody. They just don't care what they do or say. Not safe to walk the streets no more. You're not safe even inside your own home. Drive-by shootings, fussing and fighting. Sometimes I wonder where the love is gone.
We live in the last day, y'all.
God is soon to come back.
I wonder anybody here know that he's soon to come back. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Well, come here. I want you to take the time and say,
Jesus.
I know somebody want to know how I know.
Jesus.
But when I read my Bible,
he's coming back.
He said before he come back, there will be walls. A rumor of walls.
Jesus.
Earthquakes. Somebody said earthquakes. Mothers against daughters. Fathers turning against their own sons. He said we would even see false prophets. Can I get a witness here tonight? He said somebody would stand up and say, I'm the Christ. I wish I had somebody to know. We have somebody in the world say they were the Messiah. Can I get a witness? That let your Jesus is coming back.
Jesus
is coming back.
It's coming back.
Wait a minute. Listen, I want to ask y'all a question, but I want y'all to tell me the truth. How many of y'all saved in this place tonight?
Jesus is coming back.
Now, after being saved, how many of y'all know you got the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
How many of you here now? I'm going to ask you one more, and I'm going to let you know. How many, if Jesus would come tonight, would tell me the truth, sir, Reverend, I got my business fixed. I know I will be able to go back with it.
Listen. I've been searching for a long time.